Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and I'm joined by my personal mamoon, Rich Stambolian.
What's up?
A mamoon.
Just keep the camera on me the whole time, MG.
What is a mamoon?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
MG, switch it back. I was just kidding.
Let the audience decide. The show's all about professional wrestling. A lot to talk about. Big changes to our show today.
Yeah.
Because our buddy Dave dropped a nice little story in this week's Observer. I think we should go right into this.
Let's effing do it.
CM Punk reportedly intends to return to WWE and is in talks with the company. No deal has been completed as of yet, but Dave reported in the Observer, and this is his exact quote in the Observer, regarding CM Punk. There is obviously a ton of talk regarding his return. There has been rumors that it's happening, but those in WWE have only said that there's no deal completed, and those close to Punk have told us that he intends to return, and the two sides are in talks. The predicted or the estimated return or the desired return date would be Survivor Series. They're in Chicago.
Yeah.
I thought we would get a little bit of a break.
From CM Punk?
Yeah.
Or from like insane wrestling news. Cause like, think about it this way. Think about it. You're a business guy, right?
Yeah.
And in you're a numbers guy. In business, much like life, isn't the enemy of my enemy my friend?
Yep. And that is the perfect case here. Exactly. I think it would be, you know, a lot of people saying like, how could WWE do this, right? And I'm thinking, how could they not? Right? Strategically, right, as a business.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not talking about personal conflict. I'm not talking about any of that. Yo, who are you giving a piece out? I like that.
My lady's leaving.
Is that what you do? Dude, you are smooth like LL. You lick your lips too? Yeah, there you go. Please, that's what you gotta do. Please do that. Please do that to Vicky all the time now.
That's all I do. I do that to her all the time. She gets a kick out of it.
Listen, if you're talking business, right? How could you not want him?
T-shirts, baby. Look at like the merch model that these giant arena shows have, right?
Yeah.
Now, you sign this guy, it makes a huge impact. It makes a huge social impact on social media. People are talking. It's a nice return for the guy to WWE, arguably his quote-unquote home base. Yeah. And it'll flip the wrestling business again. If you look at it strategically from that business standpoint, absolutely. Listen, the guy doesn't have to talk to anyone. He probably will have his own trailer. He'll probably be sequestered most of the time. And they'll probably treat him like a king, reduce schedule, and he'll be more of an attraction than he ever was, right?
Listen, that guy should just exactly. He should just show up, do his program, and leave. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. I think the mentorship that he kind of thought.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't work. I don't know if it's a communication thing. Maybe he was not a good communicator. Maybe those people didn't want to hear it from him. There's personal bias also.
Right.
Do you think he's showing up?
I would like him to, you know, like at this point, it's like I've fully separated myself from the fan and the person who does this show who wants to see funky shit all the time, right? The fan also wants to see that. I have nothing. I don't know the guy. I have nothing against the guy. I always say this on this show. It's millionaires fighting with each other backstage, and that's fine. I wouldn't mind seeing him in WWE. I wouldn't mind seeing him make a big debut. I wouldn't mind seeing him in the Rumble, you know, and interacting with this whole crop of new performers, you know. Do you think that they need a CM Punk right now, regardless of who it is? Like, let's say they lost Edge, they got Jade.
Yeah.
You get a CM Punk, I think it elevates the product just a little bit more in the fans' eyes, right?
But look at the arsenal, right? Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Look at the arsenal that they have.
Right. Roman.
They got Cody. They got Roman. They have possibly Dwayne. They have John Cena there. They have Seth. They have LA Knight that's hot right now. They got Rhea that's super hot. You got the Judgment Day that's super hot. They are firing on all cylinders and adding somebody like Punk to the mix. You know, here's you're talking about stories you could make, right?
Yeah.
How fantastic would it be as a story if CM Punk's the one that prevents Cody from accomplishing his goal? And, you know, the story could be, you ran away when I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or you know what? Cody wins. Cody wins the title. Punk shows up and he goes, you ran away from me. I've never been defeated.
Right.
I've never lost my title. Any challenges for the title against Cody? What a... I honestly think that would be not like a business-changing program, but it would be a tremendous piece of business for WWE. I mean, that would be a historical program for them with the coming and going.
Well, also imagine the promos that they're going to cut on each other. Like, you could almost hear CM Punk say something like, hey, listen, Cody, I got to hand it to you. You got while the getting was good. And then, boom, you know, go into like another pipe bomb type thing. And then you're off to the... Anything this guy does and shows up... If he shows up to feud with anybody, it's going to be gold, you know? Cody, Seth, Roman, like all your top guys, right? Even Gunther. Throw Gunther in there for that IC belt. Like, you'll get some cool stuff. How do you feel about it?
Punk going there?
Yeah.
I listen, I'm a fan of good wrestling and good TV. How could I not, as a fan, I want to see it. Will there be problems? I don't know. I hope not. I don't know why anybody would hope there to be problems. Like, I want to see good stuff. I want to see interesting stuff. There are people that don't like them. That's fine. But why do you want to see a crash and burn?
Right. You know, like, it's that tribalistic weirdo attitude is bananas to me. Like, especially, you know, like, well, let's take a minute here. And like, I think a couple of weeks ago when Jade got signed, like, so many people were like trying to tear her down for moving to WWE. Like, who cares? You know,
who cares? Why? You know what? She doesn't work for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's doing an entertaining show on television. She's a TV actress. You know, and then it's like, oh, man. Mariska Hargitay left SVU and is now on NYPD Blues. Her, you know, I mean, that kind of works, right?
I like that. Yeah, I like your reference.
Mariska Al Hargitay, Bundy Hargitay. Stopped and went to Modern Family.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like, it's weird. It's weird how people take like ownership of these people, or you know, you're like, yeah, you're a fan, dude. Like, you're a fan.
Enjoy it.
And again, I do feel bad that for the people who got legitimately butthurt that CM Punk exploded in, as far as AEW goes. But
he did explode. That man was biting his fist all day long.
Oh, white knuckling it.
I can't imagine. Like, everything annoyed him at that point. I've been there, dude. I've been there.
Yeah. No, I know. I get those texts.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to that point with people that work for me.
Yeah,
there are points that you're just Rich knows. I won't say it on
seething.
The air.
Seething.
There are moments. Seething. 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 Listen, is it going to happen? I mean, what a great way to poo poo on Edge's parade, right? Mm-hmm. We're seeing what WWE's doing next week on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
They sent John Cena and Cody to NXT to counter program AEW being on Tuesday.
How crazy is that? Edge's debut match against Lucha Dinosaur, man. It's gonna be a great show.
Did you want that? Did you expect that to be his first match? He's wrestling the Dinosaur Man?
No, but I think that's a good first match back.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, he's never wrestled the guy before, I'm assuming, so why not? Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus.
Let's go
baby.
Into this. Let's go into Edge. We'll answer more questions about CM Punk in the Super Chat portion of the show. Adam Copeland. Edge signs a multi-year deal with AEW. He made his debut at the very end of WrestleDream. I think a lot of people knew that this was coming when they announced that Christian and Darby were doing the main event.
Oh, yeah.
He showed up with his theme song. What is it called?
Metalingus.
Metalingus.
Well, also, they re-recorded the intro with Beth Phoenix doing the voice.
Saying, you think you know him.
Right.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I do like that Tony's walking a fine line with this.
It is true. I also wish the intro was, yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you think. He should change it. He should change it for every market he's in. Like when he's in Chicago, oh, yeah. He has like a Chicago guy. When he's in Philly, it's like a Philly mom doing it. You know, he comes to New York. He's like, hey, you thinks you know him?
Hey, you guys know me.
You guys know me. It's me. He made his debut, Wrestle Dream. This was a very fun return. It is strange seeing him somewhere else, I'll tell you that. Very cool. And it looks like he's going to be feuding with Christian at the end of Dynamite. It was a tremendous piece of business.
Very cool. I liked, I identify with that. I like the hug between him and Christian.
And says, go fuck yourself.
Go F yourself.
Well, I mean, Rich does that. That's how Rich and I hug all the time. Every time he gives me this warm embrace and he tells me to go F myself.
It's true.
Yeah. Max has made their BR portal live this week. Currently, all live sports that are covered on ADB channels? On ADB channels.
Oops, that's WBD, Warner Brothers Media.
MG strikes again, baby. Boom. Keep digging. Oh, who put that sound effect in there? Was that you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I figured.
This is perfect.
Yeah, that one or this one?
Do the womp womp. No, that's the one. The womp womp.
Keep on digging. Can we get a shirt that just says keep on digging?
Dude, his nails have so much dirt in them. It's unbelievable. So all sports that are covered on WBD channels will be available. Wrestling and boxing is considered one category with two titles in wrestling.
Interesting.
Andre the Giant documentaries there.
Cool.
And AEW All Access. Interesting, right?
Yeah, that is really cool. Listen, I'm excited to see where this goes. We've been talking about AEW being on Max for quite some time. I think even I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, as soon as I think it was when AEW was doing that crossover with DC that sort of went nowhere. You know, that's a Warner Brothers property, right?
Yeah. And I want to see more of that.
Me too. I wonder why that fizzled. I got to do some research onto why that kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, they were doing some branding together, which was interesting. Andre Giant documentary and AEW All Access. Okay, cool. And this, listen, guys, this is what I said. This is the beginning. 2024, it's going to happen. Do I know for sure 130%? No, but I do believe it's happening based on everything I've been told. I could assume based on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I'm excited for that. AEW Collision. Head-to-head against NXT No Mercy drew one of the lowest ratings. 327,000 was down 41% from last week. Obviously, this is what's going to happen when you have pay-per-views that you're going up against and live sports you're going up against. Dynamite also dropped to 800,000. It possibly had to do with the technical difficulties that they faced throughout the evening.
A lot of people freaked out.
Yeah, a lot of people were losing it. They couldn't hear the video.
Do you watch? Now let me ask you something. Do you watch your TV with subtitles, with captions?
I 50-50.
Okay. Do you watch wrestling with the captions?
No, never.
Okay. See, I watch it with the captions. So the captions were working, and the audio thing didn't bother me. Yeah. But it's interesting how they kind of did a make good on it, and then later during the show, Tony was like, "We're just gonna show it again."
Yeah, they were like, let's just redo this. Walker Stewart is replacing Kevin Kelly as the English commentary, English language commentator for New Japan. He's 21 years old and he's worked with GCW, Mission Pro, and Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. Best of luck to him. Young man getting a big spot.
Yeah, good for him.
You know, that's a lot of pressure for sure, but I'm sure he'll do well. Suzette Ramirez Carr who is an executive vice president, chair, human resources officer, reporting directly to Vince McMahon, has informed WWE she will be stepping down from her role. I expect more of these little shifts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You want to go into some shows, Rich? You pick where we go.
Yeah, let's just start quickly. Do Raw. Okay. Gunther defeated Tommaso Ciampa to retain the Intercontinental Championship. Great promos setting up the match. Like the contract signing was was a phenomenal segment. Imperium tried to attack Ciampa, but Johnny Gargano returned to make the save. DIY appears to be back. You know what? I think it would be really cool to see DIY on Raw. You know, like just tearing up the tag team division. Isn't it funny how for years WWE has needed a strong tag team division, and it'll get to a certain point where you're like, yeah, this is great. And then they pull back. I feel like now's a good time to kind of like reignite the tag team scene.
Well, they have to, right? Because the New Day is not the New Day that they were a couple of years ago. No knock at them at all. But obviously things are ebbs and flows, right? The Usos are split right now. The Viking Raiders, one is injured.
Yeah.
So you have
Imperium.
You have Imperium, which they're fantastic. But, you know, adding DIY, these are two guys that were tremendously popular in the heyday of NXT. They did, both of those guys had probably few of the best matches I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw, did I see Gargano Ciampa live? Or did I see Adam Cole and Gargano at Brooklyn? I think it was Adam Cole and Gargano in Brooklyn. But either way, I mean, remarkable matches, and might as well use them together. You know, if you're not confident to put them in their own singles program, that's going to work. I hated what they did with both of those guys when they came up. Terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, same here. It's just, they didn't really know what to do with them. They also showed another Jade Cargill vignette. The one they showed on Fridays for SmackDown was unbelievable. Corey and Michael Cole really like put that emphasis on her, you know? And it's interesting how when WWE gives you the rub, they really give you the rub, right?
Yeah, they know they have to make this work. This is a big and it's listen, not that it's less about Jade, okay? But it's less about Jade and it's more about showing hey guys, the grass is greener here. Look what we could do. Look what we're going to do to Jade. Look what we're doing with Cody. You want to become a really, really wealthy millionaire and be with, you know, be presented on TV as a major, major star? Come on over.
Yeah, look, exactly. Like, look at we can, if we like, I think the caveat is, if we like you, look what we can do for you.
Yeah,
right.
They, you know, they have a very specific box, okay?
Yes.
That they like. Matt Riddle is a perfect example of this.
Okay.
Matt Riddle, for all the reasons, should have been a top star in that company.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke Nakamura, all these years, he was positioned well, but he should have been a world champion.
Yes.
You have these questions. You know, like a Ken Shamrock. There's no reason why Ken Shamrock couldn't have been WWE champion at some point in his run. He never was. There are things that they look for, especially today. And Jade is hitting every single one of those boxes. If you don't check that box, maybe you'll get it, but probably not.
Yeah.
You know, a guy like Dolph Ziggler, a guy like Bryan Danielson, a guy like even CM Punk, you know, those are guys that did not check all the boxes that they look for.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a guy like Cena. You got Cena. You got Orton.
Roman.
You got Roman. You got
Seth.
Cody. You got Seth. Those guys hit all the boxes.
Yeah.
And I think Jade is one of those. I think Jade is going to be a tremendous, tremendous star in that company. Unless something unexpected happens. Yeah, look at her, dude. Nobody looks like her.
Yeah.
Nobody looks like her.
I think this is an interesting conversation to have, and I think we were kind of talking about this on Wednesday night a little bit in our group chat, where presentation and perception is a lot of what we like on TV, correct?
Yeah.
Now, this is not poo-pooing it, but take Edge's entrance comparatively. It's the same exact entrance in AEW. It's the same exact entrance in WWE. But guess what? That WWE entrance, the way they shoot it, the way that stage is built, the way they have the cameras moving, looks a million times better than what we see on AEW TV.
I agree with you.
And it's just a that's just production, yeah. right? It's has
and I like
AEW's
Edge. Production. We like their Same production. Here. I like that yeah. it's not WWE, but it's WWE feels very different.
Right. Same here. So like yeah. that, there's no reason that Edge entrance shouldn't be as dynamic and powerful on a different show. Yeah. You know, and it's okay to steal from somebody who does it a little better, but I think that's like the perception thing. You know, it goes with Jade, it goes with Edge, and whoever they bring over, you know, like is Cody arguably a bigger star now than he was for his yeah. 2.5 years in yeah, AEW?
100%. Well, here's the thing, they want superheroes, right? Because they want to make toys out of
yeah.
them. And this right. is a big problem in wrestling. How many guys do you have that are 5'9", 209 pounds, fantastic, you know, catches can wrestlers, fantastic workers. Yeah, yeah. How many of those guys exist? You know, you could. How many? They look the same, right? And mm-hmm. there are favorites.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know? Exactly.
And, you know, there are favorites like Roderick Strong, Bryan Danielson, Sammy Guevara. All these guys, right? They are all fantastic. They have it. But mm-hmm. they're not a Jade. They're not a Cody. They're not a Seth. These are action figures. These are cartoons.
Well, I'll give you another good example. Another guy who we've talked about for many years, WWE's Claudio, not as great.
Yeah,
as AEW Claudio, right? Yeah. It's backwards. They could have put that belt on him 5 times already, but I think it was the accent. I
John
think
Moxley.
It was. Yeah, another one. Great. You know, Danielson, too. You know, like as like, yes, the yes movement was arguably one of the biggest things in wrestling. But I like this natural Danielson.
Yeah,
because it's that wrestling. It's the wrestling version of your favorite characters. Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think this is going to be I don't think AEW is going to suffer because they lost Jade. Mm-hmm. I think the benefit will be if Jade ends up going back. Now she's a bigger star than ever going yeah. back to AEW. I want to see what they do. I'm really curious about it. I fascinated by this. You know, they're making some aggressive moves.
Yes. Very cool. It's cool. Yeah. It's good for the fans.
It's good for the fans.
Can you read this next bit?
The NXT one or the show opens?
The show opens.
Okay.
I'm fixing it.
No, do not fix it.
No, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. Whatever
don't
you
fix
do.
It. Okay? Just leave it.
This is what I have
leave
to
it
read.
In.
The show opened with Rhea Ripley and others attacking Nia Jax in a wild brawl.
Keep on digging, baby.
Keep on digging. Keep on thinking. Dude.
That's good. That's gonna be our. That's gonna be our get her done. By the way.
Keep on thinking.
Keep on digging. Keep on digging.
After Rhea Ripley gave Judgment Day, and an ultimatum until Dom. I'm not even reading this. I'm just look. You know what I'm gonna do? I deleted the whole thing because I don't want to look.
There we
at
go.
It. All right.
Boom.
What else do we have?
NXT stacks next week's Tuesday show head to head with AEW. It looks like you're getting Carmelo Hayes with John Cena versus Braun Breaker with Paul Heyman. Is Braun Breaker teaming up with Paul Heyman? I'd love to see that.
You know what? I can't believe you have Paul Heyman down there, John Cena in a main event match on NXT. Cody is making a major announcement, Roxanne Perez and Asuka. That is a wild show.
For NXT, man, like why not? Yeah. Right?
Steve
Pop
Austin's coming. Steve Austin's going to show up. Dwayne's coming. Hunter's coming out of retirement.
Well, you know what the Cody Rhodes announcement's probably, right?
What?
It's probably the Dusty Classic announcement.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Oh, very
there's,
cool.
There's the grunt. You see, he grunted.
Yeah,
he did it. Tonight, SmackDown: The Judgment Day will appear. Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso will appear. Charlotte Flair and Asuka versus Io Sky and Bayley. Rey Mysterio versus Bobby Lashley. Why is that hysterical to me?
Same here.
Isn't that the funniest match to see? Dragon Lee versus Austin Theory.
Fastlane. You never see anybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
You never see anybody disappear. It's always appear. The Judgment Day will appear. Cody
no,
Rhodes.
I want them to disappear.
Why doesn't anybody disappear? You know what? Why can't that be Cody's big announcement? Hey, I'm disappearing. That's it.
Let's do a Fastlane preview, Rich.
All right. There's a Fastlane PLE coming up. Will Jade Cargill make an appearance?
I hope so, man. What's the women's match? Let's see.
Well, let's go through the card here. Yeah. Women's match is Io Sky defends against Asuka and Charlotte Flair, right?
Okay.
So why not? You know, Charlotte and Jade face to face. Oh, holy jeez. Yeah. Or do you build up to that? Or do you build up to that? Because that's
I'm going to pass out like an old Victorian lady.
Catch me.
Catch me. I'm going to disappear.
But nobody catches you.
No one ever catches me.
Fall flat on the ground.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio and the LWO versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Sweet.
All right, cool.
John Cena and LA Knight versus Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso. That's a fun one. I like how John Cena kind of wormed his way into this whole thing.
You know what's crazy? I don't even feel like he's back. Do you?
No, not at all.
Like, it doesn't feel like he's back. I know he's been on TV. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched. It doesn't feel like it's current. Like, the umph is missing in him. You know what I mean?
Is the umph missing, or is it that he's so content with himself at this point that he doesn't have to really do
it? You think the madness has left?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think this guy's doing good in Hollywood. He's got a ton of great outside ventures. And, you know, he's doing the wrestling thing because he likes it. He doesn't have to be, like, super intense, you know?
I don't know, man. Something's missing. I don't know. Obviously, this is to put over LA Knight. I don't know whether or not that leads to a match with John Cena and LA Knight. I'd love to see that.
That'd be cool.
The rumor is Crown Jewel, Cena versus Roman again.
That is the rumor.
So I think that's where they're leading.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio and the LWO, Bobby Lashley, Street Profits. We said that. Jade, we said that. EO and Asuka versus Charlotte and the last man standing, Seth and Shinsuke Nakamura. I want to see Nakamura win a title. WWE does a fantastic job with these last man standing matches.
Yeah.
They do. If there was a moment to put a title on him, dude, do it. Pull the trigger. Give him the title. He's on a roll. You know, you got something in Shinsuke right now.
Put the title on him for at least 2 months.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So last weekend was Wrestle Dream. Do you want to go into it?
Yeah, let's
do it. Talk a little bit about
what did you think of the show?
The matches. Yo, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it top to bottom. And as always, I fell asleep before it was over.
You fell asleep? Yes, you did, because that show went long and I missed so much of it. I was up for all the show, and I don't know what happened. It just, next thing I know, Edge is showing up. Like, I had no memory of falling asleep. Like, it was like, I didn't even realize I was asleep until the show ended, and it was like 12:30.
Yeah. I woke up, like, as soon as the Kenny match ended with the pin, I knocked out. Just done. So, for Zero Hour, I would say arguably one of the better Zero Hours that they had, you had Satoshi Kojima, Keith Lee, and ROH Women's Champion Athena with Billy Starks defeating Shane Taylor, Lee Moriarty, Mercedes Martinez, and Diamante. Fun match. If you look on Kojima's socials, all he's doing is talking about how great American bread is.
Oh, that's so funny.
So good. It's cake, yeah. Claudio with John Moxley defeating Josh Barnett. Very cool. Very, very cool. I'm surprised that they put this on Zero Hour. This could have definitely been on the main show.
Yeah, I think that they could have built this a little bit better, but I thought it was really cool. I like Josh Barnett. It was cool to see him wrestle Claudio. He cut a promo at the end, like kind of like it felt like he's around. I can't remember the last time he had like an actual match other than the Bloodsport stuff.
Yeah, same here. MG, do you know offhand when that was? Because it must have been after his stint in New Japan, right? Doing commentary?
I don't even remember if he had a match after that. I think they were going to do something with, was it Jay White? It might have been Jay White. And he never did it. And they never did it.
Because
he was defending Jim Ross when Jim Ross was doing commentary for him.
It was the Jay White versus Juice Robinson match, right?
Yeah.
Where somebody gets thrown into the announce table and Jim Ross got like a little left up and he got like a little pissed off at them.
Josh Barnett got in the ring and just stared him down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Luchasaurus defeated Nick Wayne, was also on the pre-show. The Acclaimed and Daddy Ass defeated the Mighty Don't Kneel, Shane Haste, Mikey Nichols, and Bad Dude Tito to retain the AEW Trios title.
Very cool question.
You had the full Mighty Don't Kneel on the show, including Zack Sabre Jr. What's up?
Very cool. Let's go into the main cook. Go ahead.
Before you do, I just wanted to ask you guys, how did you feel about Moxley on commentary? Because that was a big point of contention during the night. A lot of people were praising it.
Loved it.
Loved it. I thought it was fun. Good job.
You know what's funny? Swear jar is getting over.
didn't I mention that before, like, who was the best wrestler on commentary? And we haven't seen one in a while do, like, make that transition, like a full-time transition.
I thought Jericho was pretty good during the pandemic era. I thought he was really good on commentary. I enjoyed him. Danielson generally is good on commentary.
I loved Punk when he did it in WWE.
See, I never saw it. I saw people talking about it. I never saw it.
See, I dug Punk also. I thought he was good on commentary. I think Moxley, though, Moxley may blow everybody away. Put this, imagine 10 years from now, Moxley's in a suit and he's doing color for AEW.
Oh, man. That'd be fantastic.
Moxley, like, real straight up play by play. Like, he's the new JR, basically.
He's the new Jim Ross?
Yeah. He's not doing color. He's doing straight commentary. Just like, I think he would do arguably a better job than everybody else. Him and Excalibur? Forget it.
Oh, I think that'd be great. Main show, MJF defeated the Righteous. I'm going to go through this because I'm sure you guys have heard this from 1,000 other podcasts. Eddie Kingston defeated Shibata. Chris Statlander defeated Julia Hart. The Young Bucks defeated the Guns, Lucha Bros, Hook, and Orange Cassidy. Swerve defeated Hangman Page. Ricky Starks defeated Wheeler Yuta. Bryan Danielson defeated Zack Sabre Jr. in one of my favorite matches that I've ever seen in my life. They gave this a 5.5. This is exactly what I like. That dragon, that corkscrew.
Yeah.
That he did looked so freaking painful. It is the first time I've ever seen that move look real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? When he actually, it just shows you the wrestling IQ here, right? So he went for a dragon corkscrew, and Zack Sabre Jr., like, he didn't, like, flip, like it's almost like an arm drag. He buckled his knee, and his ankle went sideways, and then he collapsed. I'm like, yeah, if someone did that to me, that's how I would probably sell it in real life.
Exactly.
I would also be very hurt. I have never seen anybody in my memory sell that move like that especially in modern times. I'm sure people have, but did anybody else get tickled by that? I
was tickled by the whole match, and you know what, I think one of my favorite parts about this match is an opponent like Bryan Danielson comes around once in a lifetime, right? And I think what he did for Zack Sabre Jr. speaks volumes. Even though Zack Sabre lost, I think the message that Danielson was sending him was, yo, step up the intensity.
They did great. Listen, Danielson's my favorite wrestler, probably becoming my favorite wrestler of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. I always said it was Brett. Like, as far as, like, a wrestler, like, I loved Brett's style. I'm leaning, and I still do. I'm leaning towards Danielson right now. Like, if you're talking modern era of someone that gets it, like, there's nobody that comes close.
Well, somebody that you want to see, like, quote unquote, wrestle, like actual wrestling. You know what I mean? You had the Callis family, Sammy Guevara, Will Ospreay, and Takeshita beating Jericho and the Golden Lovers. Great match. And that's exactly when I fell asleep.
That's when you fell asleep. Okay.
As soon as that pin happened, I was out like a light. But I did catch up the next day. FTR defeated Aussie Open for an AEW tag team title match. Great match. I like Aussie Open. I feel like those guys have a lot of money in them. And
I hope they get a title.
Christian Cage defeated Darby Allin to retain the TNT title. Brutal match. Very good match. They pull out all the stops for this. And then boom. Edge.
You think you know him?
You think you know him. Hey, you know, you guys know me.
Hey, you know that guy. The edges. He's been edging.
But great reaction. I think he's going to be a great asset to the company. I'm sure everybody's heard this ad nauseum as well.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you saw him? Did you get like a little tear in your eye? Or were you like, oh, I kind of knew this was going to happen. Like, were you excited as a fan?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm always excited as a fan when things like this happen. I think they need it. They definitely, this is something I have said for a while, where having the name recognition is important. Right. I'm not saying that Edge is the future of this company, but having that name recognition is very, very important, especially to media partners.
Oh, for sure.
So to have Edge there goes a very long way. Is Edge going to change the business for them? No, but I do think it will help with attendance, especially if you start pushing this guy in a major program that people want to see. You also have a very unique opportunity to have him and Christian team up at some point. You have a Hardys match with them at some point.
Mm.
You could redo a TLC match with the Bucks and them. There are 100%. He has some really cool attraction matches. Him and Kenny.
Oh, forget it. Him and everybody. You know,
and
like
everybody.
Stay away from the WWE guys, right?
Yeah.
Maybe every, you know what? I'll take that back. Every other match, let's say you do Luchasaurus, next match, Jericho, arguably, right? After that, you do Darby. After that, you do somebody else, you know, somebody on the roster. And I think he's going to have a lot of chemistry. He seems so excited, right?
Yeah. There was a lot of criticism like, oh, he's a 50-year-old man. And I'm like, okay. Do you enjoy his matches? Do you like his matches?
Isn't it hysterical when fans who are, I feel like a lot of Edge fans were like kind of butthurt about
him going to
AEW. And you know what? Those arguments weren't here 6 months ago. You know, when he had that last match with Sheamus, you didn't hear anybody go, what's this 50-year-old guy going to do? It was the opposite. It was, I love you so much, Edge. 25 years. Oh, my God. Hate to see you go. As soon as this guy signs with AEW, it becomes great. How many matches are they going to get out of him before he gets hurt?
They'll get as much as they can.
Dumb thinking.
So I would rather, listen, man, I would rather see Edge wrestle than not. If he's happy and he's capable of going and he feels comfortable doing it and they're good matches, what the hell are we complaining about? Like, if you...
Exactly.
I know the logic, right? You don't want to keep... That was the thing about WCW that WWE dictated and created. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all the old guys. You don't want to be... Those guys are uncool. Mm-hmm. They went from the coolest company in two years to becoming the old company. The old man company, right?
And those guys weren't even that old. It's perception. Exactly. Yeah.
And then Hogan goes, Flair goes to WWE, Hogan goes back to WWE, Kevin Nash returns, and nobody is saying that these are old guys.
Exactly. Perception.
Maybe for Nash. Now, Nash always had negativity, but nobody, it was just Hogan and Flair. And I think that's the same for Edge. The guy looks great, and also 50-year-olds look very different today than they did 25 years ago.
Look at Jericho, look at Suzuki.
Nobody's complaining about Suzuki being an old man.
Exactly. His nickname is Murder Grandpa.
Murder Grandpa.
They embraced it.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, and embraced it. Now, I think that's very interesting. Like, hopefully the dude stays healthy, and then Edge could have, like, all these amazing dream matches with every single person. But now do you keep him? He's full-time, right? Do you keep those marquee matches for a pay-per-view, or do we get a Kenny Edge on Dynamite or Collision?
I think it's going to be whatever the priority is at that moment. I know that it's actually... I mean, you look at the ticket sales for these shows, and like, I'm not saying they should be doing 10,000 people for Dynamite and Collision, but I mean, at least 5,000, right? You can't do 5,000 people for your TV.
Right.
I don't know if it's a sound the alarms thing, but I mean, the optic of it doesn't look great. It is showing that you've cooled off. Partially, maybe the CM Punk stuff soured people, but I
think so.
Economy is what it is, and also one promotion is super hot. And if you're talking about your dollars spent, you don't have that accessibility to go to both. So you're going to pick one, and which one are you more into? And that's what you're doing.
Now, I want to give you chills. How do you feel about this for your main event next year at Arthur Ashe? You ready?
Yeah.
Edge as the world champion versus Eddie Kingston.
Oh, man, I'd love that. I don't know. I was going to say I love that. How would they mesh?
Right. Two guys. Or I think that's an interesting dream match, too. Like, I wouldn't mind that feud somehow. I think the promos would be great between both of them.
Yeah.
And then Eddie wins.
I want to see all the wacky stuff. I want to see all the wacky matches.
Yeah, same
and,
here.
And I know that they have a plan. They know where Edge is headed.
Yeah.
Like, they know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They know the next X amount of matches that they're planning for him.
Yeah. We're getting that Christian team up, which I'm very excited for.
I hope so.
Do they pull the trigger on TLC, like a wild effing TLC?
I mean, are the Dudleys available?
Did they sign some kind of deal with Impact, or did they do like a reunion for Impact?
Well, no, they have a Legends deal with WWE. Okay. But Van Damme also has a Legends deal, and he worked. So, I mean, listen, it's a unique opportunity. I don't know if mm-hmm. Bubba would want to do it or D-Von want to do it. Or I don't know their relationship with AEW, but it's a very unique opportunity to pull this off one last time if they could do it.
Well, they did that. Wild. They did that one-off with Impact, and if I remember right, D-Von didn't do that much because didn't D-Von, he have some major D-Von's, health issues?
Yeah, D-Von has some health issues, but Bubba's still good to go. I mean, he's still doing it. I just think it's a very unique time for pro wrestling. You know, you have we've never had so many things, so many companies on national television that's accessible. You've never had all these alternatives like GCW in existence. You know, it's a very unique time. I don't know how this is going to translate for AEW with having him there and bringing in these guys. I'm just curious to see where the year goes.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
This is a wild one, but Edge, Danielson, and Saraya partner up and go on this whole heel routine about how wrestling tried to get rid of them and kick them out the industry because of their history with the forced retirement in WWE, and they do this whole NWO-esque thing, but like we were the forgotten children or whatever. Yeah, no. Something like that.
No.
Then an invasion happened.
You just triggered Andrew.
You triggered him. It's happening. I'm warding, dude. My eyes are rolling back. I'm warding.
Why?
Yeah, you're going to have to give yourself that womp womp noise for triggering Andrew. Invasion.
Go. We got a morning zoo episode of Matt Men. So Ed showed up. Dynamite, let's go through this very quickly and let's do Q&As.
All right. Dynamite opened with Rey Fénix defeating Nick Jackson. Listen, these guys could open any show on the world and so it would be an effing banger. Yeah.
And Rey Fénix is hurt. He's very hurt.
Yeah. He needs a little time off.
Yeah.
Wardlow made his return defeating Griff Garrison, who also made his return, I think. He's been on the Ring of Honor show.
Griff or Wardlow?
Griff has been on that Ring of Honor hourly show, I believe. Yeah.
Wardlow looked different.
I think it was the tan.
Yeah?
I thought he was lean.
TKO after 5 power bombs. Great.
Yeah. All right, let's see what they do. Once again, this seems to be the pattern. He shows up, he does this power bomb thing. He gets a big match, he loses, and then he goes away, and then he comes back and does it again.
Him and Arn were such a great team up, and it worked. I wonder what happened with that.
I don't know.
You're missing a couple of things here, like Lance Archer, I feel like, should be involved somehow somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, he was a big part of that initial, like, first year, and now, you know, like, I miss seeing that guy on TV. You had the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass defeating the Butcher of the Blade and Kip Sabian with Penelope Ford. You had the Tony Storm vignette, Portrait of a Star, Part 3, RJ City helping her discover that she's timeless. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Bear with me here.
Yeah.
I would love it if they went some kind of Black Dahlia route with her, where somebody quote unquote like murders Tony Storm and there's a mystery and they have to solve it. I think it fits in with the character like very right.
Is this like the Mickey James getting thrown in front of the train?
Better than that, I think. But somebody's got to solve the mystery, and you know, you get like kind of like a behind the scenes detective type shit, which I think would
is
be
RJ
fun.
Is he the detective?
Put that guy in a trench coat and a fedora.
He calls everybody gumshoes.
Oh yeah.
Super.
Juice Robinson and the Guns came out to address Jay White being jumped last week. They blamed MJF for the attack. MJF came out to deny it, ends up getting jumped by Jay White, setting up the main event for Full Gear. Very excited about that.
Yeah. So, man, this is a fun match. I want to see this, you know, two young up and coming top guys in pro wrestling. But it was interesting because they said, we know who you really are. Which was right. Fascinating, right? And then you still have that thing where somebody in the mask is attacking people.
Mm-hmm. You then had Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho defeating Takeshita and Mike Fletcher. Sammy
Kyle.
Was not...
Kyle Fletcher.
Kyle Fletcher, sorry. What did I say?
Mike.
Mike Fletcher. Where'd that come from?
Mike Fletcher went to Cross.
There you go. Sammy Guevara was not cleared to compete. Hobbs attacked Kenny from behind. Well, Takeshita worked over Jericho. Hobbs is now part of the Don Callis family. I think that's kind of neat.
You know what? He needed that, and I think that's a big positive.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I like seeing Hobbs on TV.
Me too.
They have a big opportunity with like these bigger dudes, you know? Like I said, they need the big boy belt, and call it the big boy belt, where you have Hobbs, Wardlow, Cage, Luchasaurus, Lance Archer, Big Bill, in like their own
giant
like, class
stable.
Yeah, there's a Miro, like all the meat men. Timeless Tony Storm defeated Sky Blue, great. And then Adam Copeland came out to end the show. How do you feel about him using his real name?
I mean, that's fine. I didn't think he was going to use anything else. Adam Copeland is a fine name. Everybody knows who he is. He's at least recognizable. You know who that man is.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to call him Edge. I don't think, right. I think that's going to be a very difficult thing to break that habit. But, you know what's fascinating? You know, he was never like a big guy, right? He was not like a big guy. When he
not a
debuted,
body guy.
He was not a body guy. He debuted, he is unbelievably large.
Big guy. And, yeah. He's a big
like,
guy.
Oh, I get it. He did that backstage with Jericho and Kenny. Okay.
Made them look like toddlers.
And he was towering over them. And I was like, I can't. How tall is this man?
I think he's like 6'5", dude.
No, can't be.
Yeah. I think he's like 6'4", 6'5".
6'5". He's 6'5". That, you know, and you wonder, like, how did this guy, I mean, they strapped a rocket to him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Why? This is why. This man is 6 foot freaking five. He's huge.
Big.
He's big.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. He was standing next to, and you know, he's at least 6 inches, a half a foot taller than those guys.
Yeah.
I've never noticed it. Never noticed it.
Isn't it crazy though? Like, cause you know, we've talked about this several times where like you get your regular stock former WWE guys that show up in the
anywhere.
AEW ring. And Cody was bigger than everybody. Moxley was bigger than everybody at one point. Even Danielson, not as tall. Yo, he's thick. A wide boy. Thick boy.
Dude, I was at Evolve, okay? Jess and I went to Evolve one time together. And Drew McIntyre was in Evolve, okay? And he was doing something with Gargano. It was Gargano, it was Cedric. It was like that crop.
Yeah.
And Jess goes, I feel like he's too big for this ring. Like, I feel like it's like a kid size ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't fit. He was so large compared to everybody else. Like, he was like a foot freaking taller than everybody.
Well, here's another wild thing, too. Remember a couple of years ago when we went to that backstage thing at MSG?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, like, I'm 6'2".
Oh,
I'm
Drew
not
was
a
there,
slouch.
Yeah.
But that I was like looking up at that guy and the Street Profits too. I was blown away by how like gigantic both those guys are.
Yeah.
Big motherfuckers, you know? And then when you put them on AEW, hence like Edge, you're like, oh shit. Like there's, you know,
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. It was interesting to see.
We always talk about Billy Gunn in that same way.
Billy Gunn, oh my God. Billy Gunn is a giant. He's a giant man.
The giant immortal Billy Gunn.
Yeah. Where were we? Let's see. Timeless Tony Storm. We did that. Adam Copeland. Oh, and he got the go F yourself. Is this spoilers? No. Matches for Rampage, Best Friends, the Hardys versus Jake Hager, Daniel Garcia, Matt Menard, and Angela Parker. Chris Statlander and Sheeta facing Nyla Rose and Marina Shafir. Johnny TV versus Commander versus Lindsay Dorado versus Penta for a winner getting a Ring of Honor world title shot. Cool. AW Collision this Saturday. FTR defends the AW titles against Ricky Starks and Big Bill. Timeless Tony Storm takes on Kiera Hogan.
Great.
Yep. Next week's Dynamite. Next week. Yeah. You want to do this one?
Sure. Next week on Dynamite, Switchblade. Next week on Dynamite, Tuesday, 10:10. Remember that, guys. Up against NXT. Oh,
can I give you a little scoop?
Yeah, please.
There's an overrun.
Very cool. Switchblade Jay White versus Hangman Adam Page. Boom. Great match. Powerhouse Hobbs versus Jericho. Another great match. Saraya defends the AEW Women's title against Hikaru Shida. Awesome. Rey Fénix and Jon Moxley for the international title. This is a strong show. Swerve versus Danielson for the number one contendership of the TNT title. And Adam Copeland makes his AEW debut against Luchasaurus.
Yeah. Yeah. Big match. Big fun. Show. Big show.
Big show.
Let's do Q&As, boys and girls. Submit your questions into chat. Rich will read them and pull them on the screen, and we will do our best to answer them. If you want to fund us, hit the Super Chat button. I just paid MG. I paid Suncast. I got to pay Jonathan. I got to pay Rich. This is where the money comes from.
This is where the money comes from. Got to pay yourself. Baby. All right. This is from Brandon Edwards.
Yeah.
Is $5. Thank you, bud. Is Punk unseating Reigns as champ? Is Punk unseating Reigns as champ best for business, or is Cody's story still viable with this potential signing?
Cody's story is still very viable with this signing. I think you got to.
Yeah.
You can't. There's a natural story there. The natural story is with Cody and not with Roman. I listen, man, you know, if Roman is facing Dwayne, why can't you do Cody and Punk?
Right. Whoever beats Seth, do you give him that belt that Seth has, or do you give him the Roman?
Who, Punk or Cody? Cody?
Yeah, Cody.
I mean, listen, I think he should win. He should win the Roman title, but we don't know what they're planning on doing with that. You know, he's about to break that other Bruno record of 1,200 days.
Jeez, yeah.
The second Bruno record. And then that would make him, I think, the third in line. I think it would be Bruno that has like 18 million days. Mm. Hogan's like tremendous run. Uh-huh. I think Hogan's was 1,400. So, I mean, they could break Hogan's.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he's going to hold that title for another year, but it's possible. I think he's definitely going to, he'll definitely hold it and break that second Bruno record of 1,200 days.
Yeah. Good for him. You know, we need those, that lengthy run for a modern champion, especially if you I don't want to say hot potato, but if you semi hot potato that Seth belt a little bit, it's fine.
Or, you know, they will never get another opportunity to do this again.
Yeah, exactly.
I think times are changing. You know, they struck gold with this Roman thing. I can't see somebody holding on to the world title for 4 years. Or maybe you can. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's Austin Theory's time at some point in the next 10 years.
Yeah, maybe.
This is from Moist Ham. $5. Thanks, buddy.
Great name.
Is WWE more business savvy in marketing or sports entertainment? And are more WWE PLE events globally due to the Khan's global reach with their soccer club?
I don't think they put it. Are WWE's PLE events globally due?
That's two different questions, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's two different questions.
Is WWE more savvy in marketing or sports entertainment? I think they mastered both. Yep. They are a tremendous marketing firm for themselves. I would say both. They've listen. They have figured out sports entertainment. Their version of wrestling is sports entertainment. That is what it is. That is Vince finally figured it out. Are more WWPP events globally due to cons? No, it has nothing to do with the cons. They just want global. It has to do with growth. U.S. is not an emerging market. U.S. is a mature market. They could only grow so much here. So that's when you put in more efforts in international markets to kind of grow your numbers even more. You know, there's 1 billion people in China. There's 1 billion people in India.
Mm-hmm.
You want to grab those people in some extent. This is why Hollywood is, you know, bending the knee to China as much as they do, because they realize that it's growth. So I expect the same from every other franchise. The NBA, same exact thing too.
Yep. This is from Trust the Process 34, $10. Thank you. What is the solution to Ring of Honor? Tired of being force-fed Ring of Honor content on AEW TV, Ring of Honor is supposed to be an entirely separate promotion, but there's nothing unique about it, and TK treats it like it's part of AEW.
Because he's kind of forced to do that right now.
Yeah, he's forced to do that right now. I think with all the moving parts that we're getting within AEW, the Ring of Honor stuff is going to happen, but they're putting it on TV just to make us know we're still there. They're still there, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, I've heard nothing about Ring of Honor when it comes to Max. However, I am told this, okay, by multiple people that when we talk about the 12 pay-per-views a year for AEW, and I could kind of talk about this now. You know, I reported that they're going to 12 pay-per-views.
Right.
And the assumption is that they will be going to Max, and that, you know, I everybody sees that from the Max side, from the AEW side. It's just a matter of getting it done. I was told by multiple people that 12 pay-per-views, that's canon with Ring of Honor. AEW considers Ring of Honor pay-per-views canon.
Very cool. Okay.
And what happens in Ring of Honor, canon. So, yeah, you do 8 pay-per-views and another 4 for Ring of Honor, then there you go. Mm-hmm. Or you do 3 for Ring of Honor and 9 AEW pay-per-views, there you go. But it is canon, so they will be running 12 shows. I don't know what the exact combination is. I expect at least 8 AEW shows,
okay,
minimum. So it now makes sense, right, that Friday pay-per-view, December 28th, I'm going to say this, but I'm not reporting it, okay? You know what
Just
I mean by this? I'm going to say this. Yeah. I heard it. They're running New York.
On December 29th.
On December, whatever that Friday is, 28th, 29th?
Mm.
Yeah, let's go.
I want to say the 29th.
Let's go to my calendar. The 28th. No, 29th. Yeah, December 29th. Mm. I heard New York as the possible. That's why I kept saying, like, oh, that's a weird place for AEW to run a show, considering WWE's running Brooklyn on December 1st, and they got their holiday show at the Garden coming up.
Yeah.
So, you know, odd time for AEW. However, if you run a Ring of Honor show from the Hammerstein, I'm not 100% that that venue is the venue. I'm not even 100% that this is happening. I'm just saying, you know, we're talking now, right? I'm not doing a tweet. If I tweet it, then that's a report. You guys could do whatever you want with this. But, you know, I was told the New York market. I was told December 29th. Whether or not that's a Ring of Honor show, I would now lean towards a Ring of Honor show, considering the fact that I'm constantly told that those shows are canon with AEW pay-per-views. I don't know if it's a AEW and Ring of Honor thing together. I'm just speaking out loud. I'll probably regret this when I start getting all the DMs wanting clarification.
Hey, listen, who's your source?
Yo, don't you want to go to that?
I would love to go to that. Are you kidding me? I want to go anywhere.
After Christmas, it's the weekend before New Year's. That Friday, I'll go into work. It'll be nice and cold. I love Manhattan in the winter. Just walk to Penn Station, make a turn. Don't go to Penn. Go to the Hammerstein.
Yeah, we'll get a bite to eat, you know. Very nice.
You want to fight somebody out there?
Sure.
You want to fight? Get into a fist fight? Yeah, get into a fist fight.
Get into a drunk fist fight with somebody?
You know, like I think the Hammerstein could work. Now, I don't have any. I mean, they have available dates. I looked at their calendar.
Terminal 5.
Yeah.
Hammerstein.
No, Terminal 5 sucks.
You don't like Terminal 5? I like Terminal 5.
Hate it.
I'm okay with Terminal 5.
Hate it.
Hammerstein would be a lot of fun, though. That would be classic, right?
Hammerstein would be great.
You ready for another question?
I hope Tony does it. Yeah.
This is from Glassdoor Gamer. A lot of discourse online is writing that, or is writing AEW's obituary. Seems real premature as wrestling has been cyclical. I think since All Out, the product has been better. What are your thoughts?
Who are these people? Who's writing?
Yeah, there was.
What are they?
Always going to be haters.
You know, do they know how much money they have on hand? Do they know what deals they have coming up? Do they know what kind of contracts they're signing? Do they know what their storyline is for the future? No. You have a bunch of people that are not analysts and a lot of people that are kind of out of touch and they only like what they like and they don't know, making conversations about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's entertainment, so you have that. But, you know, listen, I don't, like, they said the same thing about WWE.
Yeah.
You know, Vince was gone and, you know, Vince was ruining the company and this was going to be it. And you had a lot of discourse in that sense, too. I think it's a ridiculous thing for people to speculate that this company is going out of business when they probably made the most money they've ever made. They had this year. They are going into a contract year that will give them a nice large increase. They're getting a different streaming deal in place. This is a company that's still growing. Yeah, is their attendance low right now? Sure it is. But you know what? The honeymoon's over. If you're a casual, if you know, they just got to do a better job at building their show. I don't think they're dying. I don't think Bischoff says, somebody said Bischoff. I'm like, I don't think Eric would say that. Eric knows how this deal works. Is there issues with AEW? Yeah, sure, there are. They're in growing pain. They have tremendous growing pains right now.
It's only been 4 years.
It's only been 4 years. They have, now, I think, have they surpassed WCW?
In terms of what?
On, let me think. Hold on.
Yeah. Let it breathe
reboot.
A little bit.
Reboot.
No, yeah, okay. I'll let it reboot. Okay.
Let it simmer a little bit.
I'm not going to say what I'm going
to
say.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yep.
This is one for you, Andrew. This is a good one. This is from Randy 8537. $10. Thank you, Randy. Yeah. I know it's not just one factor, but what do you think is the biggest reason for AEW's poor ticket sales? Starting to wonder if AEW missed its growth window. And now only marginal returns, regardless of what they do.
I know it's not a one factor, but what do you think the biggest reason AEW's poor ticket sales are? Starting to wonder if AEW's missing its growth window. I think disappearing from North America over the summer was not a good thing. From the United States was not a good thing. You know, they ran Canada for Collision for like a month. You know, it really comes down to what are you doing to make people want to come and watch it, right?
Right.
What are you doing? What is the attraction? The attraction originally was the fact that this is a new company. Then it was, look at all these cool matches we're going to get. Now that you got these matches, you know, I think the CM Punk thing has hurt them in the long run. I think the Ring of Honor stuff has possibly hurt them also. You know, how do you fix the ticket sales? You start putting big matches and getting people to come in for big matches. You have Kenny Omega.
I think saturation was an issue too.
The saturation of what?
Of like running the same market, same few markets.
They've run the
over
market.
And over.
They've run the markets a lot.
Also, I don't think folks have a lot of extra expendable income this year.
That's also part of it.
You know?
Yeah,
a lot of people getting laid off.
Yeah, and one company's doing great.
Yeah.
One company's booming right now. So, you know, your dollars are going to that if that's what you want to see. I just think that AEW has to do a better job at marketing the events also. That's something more than just storyline driven. They're not, like, the New York marketing for that Arthur Ashe show was abysmal until the last minute press.
It was piss poor, yeah.
Right? I know people that didn't even know that there was a show that ended up going later on because they saw so much publicity the last couple of days. The ticket prices were also heinous. I don't know why they're not getting, you know, 5,000 people for Collision regularly or 5,000 people to 7,000 people for Dynamite regularly.
Yeah.
It just tells you that they're not doing something for those extra people to come and see.
Right.
What that something is, I don't know if it's storyline driven. I don't know if it's, you know, pocket driven. I don't know if it's marketing driven. But, you know, like, I've gone to everyone that's been local, but I still don't go to the one UBS, right?
Right.
If you know, great example, right? We live right by UBS Arena.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the Arthur Ashe one because it's a tradition now for us. We go to the Garden for WWE shows because it's a tradition for us. We go.
We also don't have to drive.
Drive. UBS, we would have to probably drive. We could take an Uber, whatever.
Yeah.
However, none of those shows have ever done anything for me to want to go and watch the show. Mm-hmm. That second time, you know, you get to see it at Arthur Ashe. Do I want to go and see them again for a regular Dynamite? No, it hasn't been that story. But if, you know, Kenny Omega and Danielson are in the title picture and that's the main event, you know what? I'm probably going to consider it.
Oh, yeah.
So it comes down to, you know, all of that. That helps.
Let's go to the next one. This is from Andrew Brown. With the SAG strike possibly ending, will The Rock even do it? In reference to Roman and Rock, right?
I think they have to do it this year if they're going to do it. I don't think another year is going to be good waiting.
Yeah, he's big. He's healthy. Just do it with The Rock once. Get it out of the way. Now, does Rock put Roman over since Rock is a part-timer? Or does Rock say, like, nah, I'm winning?
I don't know. I think he's going to probably want to put over his cousin.
This is from Brandon Edwards. $5. Thanks, Brandon. Gunther versus Rollins. Reigns versus Cody. LA Knight versus Punk. After he cost Knight the Rumble, greatest mania ever.
I would watch that. I'd be into it.
Oh, yeah, definitely into it.
Yeah. Great job with that. Gunther and Rollins for the title. Reigns and Cody for the title. LA Knight and Punk in a grudge match because of the Rumble. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And Cody wins.
And Cody wins the title. All right.
This is from Randy. If Punk returns to WWE, do you think TK will have a real regret letting him go and regret not handling the dysfunction better, plus force a sit down with the Elite? I think it's done. It's a said and done issue, right?
Yeah, I think right now, yeah, for Tony, it's a done issue. I do agree that there, you know, of course there has to be regret on the way that it was handled, the dysfunction, and having everybody work it out. I think Tony tried. I don't blame him. I think he really was attempting to make it work. I think if you had certain things in place, it probably wouldn't have happened, you know? But again, this is all growing pains, and it's the wrestling business, and I don't think Tony realized how insane some of these people are.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But I think also, like, the guy has to be used to dealing with, like, big ego talents, right? Like, he's got a football club and he's got a football team, American football and European football, right?
Yeah, but he's not sitting with talent 52 weeks out of the year. That's the difference. You know, this is a whole different ball game for him.
I think it's said and done. I think he's a businessman. I don't think he has any, like, you know, maybe a personal regret, because it seemed like they got chummy a little bit, but you know, it happens. This is from Moist Ham, another super chat. Why was the NXT crowd booing Roxanne Perez?
I don't know. Maybe I missed that.
MG, do you have any insight into that? Because I saw that going around on social.
Yeah, so watching it live, I think it's the way she's been. I don't know if she comes off very genuine. And I don't know, maybe they're starting to... because they start and stop with her so much. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe.
But yeah, I noticed that too, and there's not a really good reason why.
Oh, here's another one from Trust the Process. It's a good one. Do you think AEW is at risk of becoming a place where talent go past their prime as a passion project to build a resume with great matches? That's an interesting perspective.
I mean, why is that a risk?
Right. I think for Danielson, definitely, like, I would, you know, passion project is a very strong phrase, because when Danielson left WWE, you know, he was very transparent about what he wanted, and he told Vince, like, hey, I want to wrestle and I want to bleed. And then Vince said, I can't do that for you. And then he was like, I'm not going to renew my contract. Right.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you know, he's having a career resurgence, which is great. I think Claudio, the same thing. You know, Claudio is, he was a king of wrestling, right? And then had a great WWE career, but he never got to the top of the food chain.
Peter Insider. Did you guys see this? I hope this is fake. Okay. This is PW Insider. The word around the WWE Performance Center yesterday and today has been that The Undertaker will be in Orlando, Florida next week, including Tuesday for WWE NXT.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my God.
This is PW Insider reporting this.
Shut up. I want him to show up as classic Undertaker and then just look right into the camera and go, yo, fuck your ratings.
Jesus.
Yeah, both companies have a handful of over 40. Listen, if you could go, it doesn't matter. If you're a major star, you could go. It doesn't matter.
Look at AJ. I think AJ was one of those guys that really flipped the script of being like a little bit on the older side when he got signed and then over-delivering.
Yeah.
It's also brand recognition, right? Like, yeah, would you rather sign a 50-year-old Edge as opposed to like a 25-year-old Austin Theory if it came down to it?
That's a great question. Short-term Edge, long-term Austin, right?
Right. So I think short-term Edge, like how many t-shirts, if Edge has a cool t-shirt, how many effing t-shirts will they sell at an AEW show?
Oh, tons. Tons.
Right. You know, or like, here's a more reasonable one, because Gargano disappeared for a while. You know, would you rather hire a 50-year-old Edge or a 30-year-old Johnny Gargano?
I would take Edge. Yeah.
You know, and it's not personal preference. It's just, it's business, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else we got here. I think that does it for the super chats. Let's go into regular questions. Here is Cadillac Carson. Ask Matt Man, why does Terminal 5 suck?
I had a great view, but most people in that venue, because it's multi-layered, it was a nightclub. Was it Exit or Sound Factory, Terminal 5?
I think it was Exit,
yeah. It's just not structured for wrestling.
I'll tell you why I like Terminal 5, and I've seen a million rock and roll shows there. I just went to see AFI there earlier this year. And you know what? Knock on wood, I'm taller than most people, so I can see pretty much everything. It's for the most part, standing room only, you know? So I don't have a problem with Terminal 5. But that second level, I feel like we've seen a couple of Ring of Honor shows there. That second level is very interesting, but you're getting like a very top-down view of the action.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Do you want to do a couple more and hit the bricks?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Brian Knight. Do you expect WWE and Noah will form a working relationship? NXT and Noah's young talent could benefit from it.
I don't know. I know that WWE wanted to buy Noah years ago.
Well, this came up this week because of that the TV rights in Japan, and Keiji Muda said as much and actually did an interview about it. Like, there could be something there. I don't know. And because Noah's part of Cyber Agent, which is part of DDT and who works with AEW. Yeah. So I don't know. But that's where that came from.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if they're planning on doing that.
Here we go. This is Balor Club guy. TGIF, my Matt Men.
TGIF.
What if they did Cody versus Roman at Chamber for the title and then Rock versus Roman at Mania, non-title?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking. If they could do that, you could take that and put it into a bigger match if you want to make WrestleMania as big as ever. If you get Punk and you could do Cody and you could do something unique, you know?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. There we go. This is from Pro Wrestling Joe. I don't expect a date or anything, but do you believe we'll see a press release announcing AEW's new TV deal before the new year? # Ask Matt Man.
I don't expect a date, but do you believe that we'll get a press or announcing TV deal before the new year? I don't know. I know we're going to get it, but I don't know. I don't know when that, I can't, maybe in a couple of weeks I'll have a better idea. I haven't spoken to anybody actually for like 2 weeks.
Do you want to do one more and then and then finish it? I feel I feel like we're decomposing.
I am decomposing. I'm sorry.
This is a good one. Hashtag ask Mattman from MCASP. How does the Seinfeld crew react to next Tuesday's NXT and AEW cards? How do they choose?
They don't choose. Kramer F's up the whole thing for them. Okay. He's like, Jerry, I got a cable guy. He goes, got a cable guy. I need cable. I need to watch Tuesday. I need to watch NXT. George's like, Jerry, the cable guy's coming. The cable guy's coming in. Like, these brute Russians come in, and it's only one channel. Uh-huh. It's only one channel on everything. Mm-hmm. It's just Rudy Giuliani from an interview from like the 90s. And it's like every channel. And he's like, George, we can't even watch it. We have to go to Elaine's. And Elaine doesn't want to answer. He doesn't want to do it. Yeah.
I got my version of that is Jerry goes, oh, they're going head to head. What do we do? What do we watch? And then Kramer slides in and he just goes, John Cena, Jerry, John Cena, we got to go. The four of them end up going to the NXT taping.
Oh, my God. And they're in the
Elaine
crowd.
Elaine is hesitant, but then she's like, who's this John Cena guy? Kramer shows up. He's got a big poster in his bedroom.
So
and
good.
Elaine's like, okay, we're going. So they try to get backstage, and the show ends with Kramer getting F5'd. And then it pauses on the F5.
All right. That's it. All right, everybody. Goodbye. We're done.